Hi, I'm Sydney, and I'm currently a senior in college applying to graduate school in polymer chemistry. I've decided that my biggest passion in this world is studying polymer science and expanding my knowledge of polymers to the world. But I've also realized in the graduate school application process, I really know very little about polymers in general, despite the fact I am somehow fully comfortable dedicating the next 5 years, at least, of my life to researching them. So I'm creating the show, Journey into Polymers, for me to personally learn more about polymer science and history and kind of force myself to understand it enough to make podcast episodes and spread that knowledge with the world. This podcast is really focused on anyone who knows what an atom is. I'm really trying to break down polymers and make them simple enough that most people understand what I'm talking about, because I think too often science is in its ivory tower and we're not trying to communicate with normal people about what we're doing and how that's impacting our society. So, without further wait, let's start on the first episode. What is a polymer? So, while I don't know a lot about polymers, I think I do know enough to explain the basics of what one is. And I'm going to start by going to the most reliable source on the internet, Wikipedia, for a basic definition of what a polymer is. According to Wikipedia, a polymer is a substance or material consisting of a very large molecule or macromolecule composed of many repeating units. So let's break down this definition a little bit. A molecule is a group of atoms connected by bonds. So when the definition says a polymer consists of a very large molecule, it just means polymers contain a lot of atoms all bonded together to create one unit of stuff. Typical molecules you see in science class may have 5 to 6 atoms in one molecule. For instance, water has 3, H2O, but polymers have thousands of atoms all bonded together to create one super large molecule. That's why they are called macromolecules. And the fact that polymers have so many atoms bonded together is what makes their properties so interesting and what makes them a discrete area of chemistry worth studying. The next part of the definition says polymers are composed of many repeating units. This means in our one super huge molecule, if we zoom in on any part, we will pretty much see the same atoms repeating in a certain way. In the most basic types of polymers, it means that one group of atoms will repeat some arbitrary number of times to create one long string called our macromolecule. For instance, in polyethylene, a very common plastic, the repeating structure is C2H4, two carbons bonded to each other with two hydrogens attached to each. These carbons are then bonded to more carbon repeat units that eventually repeat enough times to create the macromolecule. The name polymer actually addresses this concept of how they are formed from repeating subunits, where poly means many and mer means a unit or a member of a particular group. So polymer literally means many members of a group. The definition from Wikipedia also states that polymers are substance or material, so it is important we address that as well, since that's the main way we see them in our society. A single macromolecule is not really that interesting. Polymers are what is formed when you take many macromolecules together and form a bigger blob that eventually would form into a material you can actually use. Varying what is in a macromolecule and how the macromolecule is shaped and sized can then change the physical properties of the polymer material. For instance, shorting the macromolecule length would make the output polymer material more brittle. Just to restate our definition that we broke down into extreme detail, a polymer is a substance or material consisting of a very large molecule or macromolecules composed of many repeating subunits. So now that I've defined what a polymer is, why should everyone care about them? And I think the answer to this is simple. They're one of the most important materials on Earth. Not many people realize this, and I certainly didn't before starting my research on polymers, but polymers are literally what we live in. Natural polymers make up our clothing, as well as our skin and hair. But I think the more common reason people talk about polymers in today's society is polymers are what plastics are made of. So that plastic cup you're drinking out of, or the plastic keyboard you type on, are all made from polymers. And these plastics have become really demonized in our modern lives because if disposed of improperly, they can affect marine life in our oceans. Even when they are properly recycled or thrown out, they still pose problems to human life because plastics typically take centuries to decompose. That's right, the plastic deodorant stick you used for 6 months, then threw out, will easily outlive you on this earth. Seriously though, plastics obviously pose a huge threat to our environment, but it would be kind of ridiculous to claim we could just get rid of them in modern society, considering the benefits they give to food storage and transportation. So learning about polymers and plastics is a great way to educate yourself on a science concept that will be very important, positively and negatively, for the rest of your life. The next couple episodes, I've decided I'm going to focus on recycling of polymers in the United States and explain why polymers can be recycled, how they're recycled, and what those little numbers each mean when you see them on your plastic cans. I certainly don't know what all of those numbers mean, and I know a lot of people don't. And I'm excited to find out because they're a real way polymers touch every single one of our lives. So make sure to tune in, listen in the next couple weeks as I discover what they mean and then try and explain it back to you all. Bye, and I hope you have a fantastic week.